From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, millions of people around the world turn their attention to the simple act of a man opening an envelope.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor of announcing that the 21st Olympic Winter Games in 2010 are awarded to the city of Vancouver.
Today's announcement by IOC President Jacques Rogge touched off raucous celebrations throughout Canada, which will host its first Olympics since 1988. The narrow victory for Vancouver could also have implications for the 2012 Summer Games, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The conventional wisdom was that Vancouver would win the 2010 sweepstakes, beating Salzburg, Austria, and the outsider, Pyeongchang, South Korea. Vancouver offered a strong bid, a beautiful setting, and had the advantage geographically. With the 2004 and 2006 Olympics scheduled for Europe, the IOC, it was said, would be hesitant to choose Austria in 2010. Pyeongchang was considered a dicey pick because of political instability on the Korean Peninsula. But the state and predictable IOC almost turned conventional wisdom on its head Wednesday. Pyeongchang nearly won outright in the first round of voting. In the second round, Pyeongchang lost to Vancouver by a mere 3 votes. But those 3 votes were more than enough for the ecstatic Canadians who packed Vancouver's General Motors Place to watch today's announcement. Jeffrey Seagrave, an Olympic scholar at Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York, says Canada's victory provides the winning city with a tangible boost.
It locates Vancouver in a sort of vortex of the winter sport industry. It gives it a world-class platform now upon which to advertise itself.
While Canada turns its attention to 2010, the speculation begins about what today's vote means for the 2012 Summer Games. They are considered the real plum, with some of the world's great cities competing to host the Games, including London, Paris, and New York. It was not immediately known how individual IOC members voted today, but analysts believe many European members voted for Vancouver and against Salzburg, which finished a distant third in the first round. This would put Europe in better position for 2012. And with North America winning today's vote, some say that hurts New York's bid for 2012. But Professor Jeffrey Seagrave doesn't agree. He says New York is a perfect location for televising the games.
The East Coast of America is the single biggest catchment that the media could possibly want and the International Olympic Committee could possibly want. It is the very single biggest target audience where time delay is not an issue, which plays right into the hands of the coffers, if you will, of the IOC and the success of the entire Olympic movement.
The decision on the host city for 2012 still is 2 years away. Plenty of time for bidders to position themselves for a contest as intense as any Olympic sporting event. Tom Goldman, NPR News.